When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Grab the popcorn. Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Jim Beaver here, and this is a special episode that we recorded on site at Crannon for the Labor Day weekend races, the Red Bull World Cup, the massive weekend they've got back there every single Labor Day at Crannon. Sat down in Keegan Kincaid's pits the Thursday night before the race, had some beers, had Tito with Impulse, Keegan Kincaid, RJ Anderson, even Keegan's son, hopped on air. Brittany and I had a great time out there for about an hour and a half recording this show. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. And it's, a little backstory into Keegan, RJ Anderson, a little trash talk, a lot of beer drinking, had a great time. I've kind of delayed airing this for a week or so because we had such a good time on Thursday night recording it. And, the big reason for the delay in it was Crannon, obviously had a shadow over Crannon this year, with Zandy with Rufus Racing passing away Saturday night in the Ultra 4 race. He was a vision wheel athlete, a guy I knew pretty well, somebody that Brittany knew really, really well, and just somebody that the entire off-road community really really liked being around and enjoyed, his company. And, so it was one of those things where we had such a good time with this. I thought, we probably should wait a week or so before we air it. But, it's just a tough situation. So I just kind of wanted to lay that groundwork before you listen to this, and we did have an amazing time. It's a great show. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. We've got another big one coming up at the Sand Sports Show. Then another one coming up at Off-Road Expo. So we definitely have some on-site remote shows. I think we're doing one at Jet Ski World Finals. Let me tell you, it is some really good content that's going to be dropping really, really soon here for the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. Hopefully you guys enjoy this one. Please, if you haven't already, we are on SiriusXM 200 AM FM networks on Saturday and Sunday. Depending on where you're listening to this, please go over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, and please leave a rating and or a review. They definitely help us out, move us up the charts, and let us know what you think of the show. It's at JimBeaver15, at BCardone15 on social media. Man, love the feedback from you guys. Help us pick out guests, what events you'd like us to be at. Man, we are professional, professionally fun employed, and we like to live the life. Hopefully you guys enjoy this show. We had a great time with RJ, Keegan, and Tito, and go and check out our friends at Impulse Media. They've got their own podcast, a short course podcast. You guys will really dig that, I think. And we've also got the video version of this show dropping on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, here very soon as well. So, lots of good content to come. And with that, we're going to cut to a short commercial break. And we come back, man, it is Tito, RJ, Keegan, myself, Brittany, throwing down at Cranon over beers. You're going to enjoy it.
General Tire delivers for whatever life brings your way. General Tire's Grabber X3 all-season mud terrain tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged styling to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. General Tire delivers. Check out GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Dig what you're hearing? Well, do us a favor. Head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone and catch all of our back episodes.
Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. We're sitting here with Keegan Kincaid and Tito. And I guess, I don't know, you guys, we're going to get into this history here, but I'm looking like, I feel like Keegan's under the bus because Tito's not even a Keegan Kincaid shirt. Yeah.
It's a long story.
I'm just like, dude, like, Keegan, are you just out to pasture? Tito just sold you out or what?
We have time.
So I have other, like, T-shirts and stuff from, like, the other guys that were filming. And
That's actually good.
And Jarrett's like, hey, man, how come you haven't been, like, rocking my shirt all year? I was like, well, first of all, I don't have one. Second of all, I will at Cranon. And I was like, okay, when's the best time? I had to, like, plan out my T-shirts on what to wear. So otherwise I catch hell for it. So I got Jarrett today. I figure it's the least important day. Tomorrow. Friday.
Jarrett, bus. Keegan's like, good answer, buddy. Good answer.
Friday is going to be Doug Mateg. Saturday, I have a Kyle Greaves and Corey Winter shirt because they used to be like teammates. And I'll do that because they're both in the points championship. And then on Sunday is the day they're wearing Keegan's shirt because that's the most important day. He can win a Pro 2 World Championship and the World Cup. And, yeah, that's why I'd rock the Keegan shirt then.
Good excuse.
Plus, he only gave me one shirt, so.
So I heard a rumor your budget's cut for Vision next year, and we're giving Tito money to wear Vision products all weekend long.
Yeah, here you go.
Keegan, sorry.
Shirts.
It's going to be a big middle finger, too.
And that we're just going to pay you just to wear a shirt.
Yeah, I'm big enough for a billboard, so yeah. I think I'll be fine. I did actually wear a Vision shirt.
That's called an influencer contract.
Yeah. Traveling billboard.
Exactly. I did. I flew here, and one of the guys for Ricky G, his name's Ralph, he was like, hey, man. He's like, hey. He's like, is Jenny coming this weekend? And I was like, who's Jenny? And he goes, oh, wait, aren't you with Vision Wheel? I was like, no, I'm just wearing, like, a hat, bro. And he's like, oh, I thought you were the big guy with Vision Wheel. I'm like, no, man. I'm like,
you say yes.
So yeah. You, oh, so I should thought you were Todd.
Yeah.
How many free wheels do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still looking at this going, like, I'm pretty tied in with Vision Wheel. Who's Jenny?
Yeah.
I think it was Jenny or something like that.
Jen.
It's Jen.
Jen. Oh, Jen. Okay.
Really? You can figure that out from Jenny?
Yeah, how many beers have we had?
Yeah. Not enough.
Not enough.
I don't even have nothing to say to your shirt thing.
You only gave me one shirt.
At least you saved me for the best.
First of all, your wife gave me a shirt because it was raining and I was all muddy and dirty. And she goes, here, Tito, I got a shirt for you.
I'm like, thank you.
No,
bucks.
You wouldn't. Yeah, see? This cheapo over here.
That was like, don't make our stuff dirty. We'll give you a clean shirt.
Since 2012, man, I've been buying a Keegan shirt every year. And then I start filming for Corey Winter and Kyle Greaves. And Dave Winter's like, here's three. And I'm like, dude. Awesome, man. Now I got one for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And old boy's like, 20 bucks.
You know what? Tuesday when we get back, Britt and I are mailing
you four
JB15 shirts.
Dude, say less. I'll wear them. They're like, Jim Beaver's here? I'm like, no, man. He's just hooking me up.
As you can see, he's tight. Only wears free stuff.
Yeah.
I had to switch my shirt out because I worked for Red Bull about an hour ago. So. Yeah.
Being from Mo Lake, we got to, you know, get what we can get.
Well, I mean, on the group text, I mean, we had Keegan wanting to marry you not long ago. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I've been carrying him my whole life.
Stop it, man. He carried me one time, and that was in golf last week. We're at a bachelor party.
He even followed me to racing.
I don't want to. Okay, I was here first. Okay. I was here first. I was on this planet first before you were.
I was going to say, you're here first. I'm like, I don't know. Kincaid's running pretty deep first. Here, so.
I started coming here at when's your first race?
Okay, so we got to rewind here. Well, first of all, we're all drinking beer at this point. If you're not watching the video and listen to the podcast, that was part of the rules of this thing. But I want to know the history of you guys, because you guys go back to childhood. This is not not something new. I mean, you guys go back way deep.
They're talking like womb talk right now.
Yeah, we're talking womb talk. So how deep did this go, and when did you guys meet each other? How did this get lined up? Oh, we got RJ going to come jump in here.
I'll let RJ get in.
No, we want to hear this first.
We want to hear this, and we're getting RJ in.
Yeah.
Hey, don't roll it.
Hey, we'll wait on you, buddy. Don't worry.
We got plenty of beer, RJ.
Make sure you choke it.
So RJ will be one of our future guests today, but we got Tito right now. And this is going to get interesting. So your guys' history, how's this go? Because I'm sure there's two sides to this.
Yeah, so we met way back then. Elementary school.
Yeah.
Probably grew up playing sports together. You know, he followed me through every sport.
Oh, my God.
Women's volleyball.
God damn it.
Yeah,
man.
So.
God damn it.
Yeah, he was.
He was good at one sport, and that was basketball. That was
why my back always hurt.
You carried more than just me. You carried the whole team. No, yeah. So we, I remember, I think our first time that we had something that I remember was significant. I think we were in like third grade or fourth grade or something like that. We did a video project, and it was like me, him, and his cousin, and we went over to his house and we filmed this thing. It was just really goofy and stupid for a project. And the reason why this sticks with me first is because I'm sitting there trying to do this like video thing, and all of a sudden I hear like a and I feel the sharp pain in my arm.
I feel the sharp pain in my arm,
and I'm like, what is that? And I look down, and there's a tack in my arm. There's a tack in my arm, and I'm like, oh, and I look over, and I see Keegan poking around the corner, and he's got a big blow dart gun. And he's giggling like a maniac, and I'm like, there's a tack in my arm. And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to go over there anymore.
Yeah. So he did.
Did we just become
best friends?
Yeah, yeah. So then that was kind of like where at least that trauma set in with being around him. So
yeah, we played sports all through high school together, and still just stay close.
Yeah, he was prom king, and then I was the runner up because it's only because he was taller. They went by height, and I was like 4 inches shorter. So, and not only they're like, okay, who do you want like on as your prom king? Like, you know, this guy or this guy. So that's why.
I mean, my vote.
Oh, obviously, they said you. Yeah, yeah. You were like, oh no, we'll be nice.
Yeah. I gave him the spot.
He got the minority vote.
Yeah. That's why I got runner up. Like, we got to put somebody on there. So, yeah, no, we like you said, we played football and a little bit of basketball. I mean, I sat the bench, but so. And then after that, we just.
He thought he was playing football while he was playing basketball. Yeah. Snapping the ball.
Dude, you and me.
That would be a fun game.
I played basketball, and I was the enforcer. I was Dennis Rodman. Yeah. Literally, I'd come in. We need a rebound. They would put me in for 10 seconds. Literally, I'd go to the free throw line, bring the rebound down. They'd call a timeout, pull me out. Literally, that was me in basketball. I was Dennis Rodman. So if you were that guy, the enforcer, like, high five, dude.
That's what it was.
They were like, hey, we need a foul. Get in there.
Exactly. Because the coach was like, well, he's got five fouls. Yeah.
Like, put him out of the game, but don't like, maliciously put him out of the game, but we really want that guy out of the game. And you'd come in and just, like.
Yeah. So coach would be like, oh, go in there, rough him up, body him up. And he knows. So the way, like, I would play defense is I had really good basketball defense. But, like, whenever someone tried to, like, back it in, I would fucking.
We can bleep this stuff.
I'd give him like, because I'm a chubby guy, so I'd give him the gut. I just and I'd be hitting him back, and I'd get a penalty, a foul. I'm like, what for? I'm like, what for? And he's like, come on, you're bodying him. I'm like, well, no shit. Like, of course, like that's what we're supposed to do.
He was at disadvantage.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever, man. So I had fouls to give. Yeah. Just gotta
time out. Try humping on the court.
Yeah, exactly. So and then after that, he got into racing, so it made it. I mean, already.
I let him drive. He was the first person I ever let drive my truck.
I'm glad he finished that sentence.
Yeah.
He drove the Pro Light when I was in Pro Light days. Yeah, I gave him a chance to drive it.
I remember he texted me. He goes, hey, man, you want to come over and drive the Pro Light? I thought he was kidding. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, okay, man. He goes, no, seriously, I think you said we're putting it away for the winter or something like that.
Well, we're just going to take it apart.
Yeah.
Get it prepped.
And then he was like, do you want to come over? I was like, yeah. So I went over there, jumped in, and I took it down his parents' dirt driveway. And his mom goes, if you mess up the driveway, you got to go out there and rake it. I was like, oh, okay, like – I'm like a little kid. I'm just sitting there driving it. I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. I got a big old grin on my face, and it's time to turn around. So I go like this, and I try to turn it around, and it doesn't turn on a dime. So I'm thinking, like, all right, this is my chance. I'm like, dirt superstar right here. So, wow, I hit it right. The back end kicks around, and, like, and there's a lot more power than people think. Like, you know, you have, like, a Ford F-150, or, you know, you're in the parking lot. This thing whipped around, and like, I thought I was going in, like, the pickers, dude. I was like, I ripped the wheel back, and then my foot stayed down. So, whoa, and I'm like, I don't know, can I shift? And I was like, and I went into second. I was like, oh, that was cool. And then as I'm going down the road, I'm like, oh, I better slow down. And I went Keegan to think I'm, like, messing up his truck. So then I went down to first, and I, like, glided in. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's Mario from Red Bull.
Hey, welcome to Crandon.
Welcome to Crandon.
You know Mario from Red Bull, right? Yeah.
Oh, the locals.
Yeah.
But, no, I pulled in, and I was like, dude, I was trying to brag to Keegan. I was like, bro, I got to second gear. Yeah. And he goes up to the thing, and he, like, presses the thing, and he's like, you didn't even hit the rev chip. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Thought he was going fast.
But I got in the second.
He was, like, on Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Ricky so did Bobby. Your mom at that point come out and be like, you got to rake the damn driveway?
So he did. He took a rake, and he had to go rake it.
Yeah. Yeah. Colleen goes, did you rip up my driveway? And I was like, yeah.
I was like, I'll own it.
Yeah. I was like, ain't no hiding it. Big old rip in there. So we had to go out there, and I had to go.
He was raking.
Yeah, I had to go rake it.
I just have a great hookup to the back of it, so it raked it when you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's money right there. Just get a great drag behind the pro lights. Every time you slide it sideways, it's just dragging great, it behind you.
You're like, I'm helping the driveway right now.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next time. I mean, if that was in a pro lot, I could only imagine him in a pro 2.
That'd be a lot of fun.
So our bet is.
Oh, yeah. That was early, too. That was, what, 2012, 2011?
Oh, what did I say? What was it again, the bet?
So we were talking about turn one, and he goes, I don't know if it was I said I could or, like.
Yeah, he said you couldn't hit it flat-footed.
Yeah, he goes, I bet you can't hit it flat-footed, like turn one in a pro truck. And I was like, I could do that. And he goes, but you can't wreck. I'm like, well, come on, man. Like, we're
pick one.
So so thankfully here at Crandon, we do have a segue into that. We need to go into the VIP bar, and we'll put a Pro 4 on the sim racing rig.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see Tito in a Pro 4 going to turn one.
Into the wall.
So if I hit it flat footed and make it out,
yeah.
Does that cut in half then to 500?
Can't hit nothing.
Dude, don't even start. I know I'd hit it flat footed. Just give me a little go around on Bark River. One little. I only need one lap around like Bark River, and I'll get it figured out.
This guy can't win at nothing. We were playing at dirt.
How dare you? That's not even fair.
He's like, come on, man. I want to beat you. Get on.
That's not even fair.
We get on.
He's going to win the foot race tonight?
So, no, we do dirt four. It's like online stuff. And I'm like, dude, I got this figured out, man. I got lap. Dude, I'm on it. And we jump online, and it's him, and he like pulls away. I'm like, I'm hitting like my lines. I'm hitting everything I need to. And then I ask him, I'm like, dude, like, how are you like doing this? And he goes, oh, I have my truck set up and stuff like that. I was like, come on, man, that's not fair. We're talking default stock trucks. He's out here like tuning everything and like downforce and updraft and alternators. And I'm like, that's not fair, man. I'm like, you have knowledge in that. We're talking about just default trucks, bro. And like, so then he's like, I'll give you a head start. Then I'll give you a head start. I was like, all right, dude, you're on. He still beat me.
So we had another bet. This one was a little more funny. It might have started in Pro Light days or something. Or no, Cup Race. Or no, it was Pro Light
Pro
days.
Pro Light.
And it was every lap I led at Crandon, they were either going to chug a beer or do a shot. Well, there was like 3 years straight where I led like every lap. And they didn't want to do that no more. They didn't think that was fun anymore.
It wasn't fun.
You guys are in a coma after the weekend.
So that was the drunkest my sister had ever seen me. I think it was 2014.
I don't even think you finished them all.
I finished them all. I don't even remember who won Pro 2 or Pro 4.
He got his stomach pumped at the local hospital, but he finished them all.
So every
lap.
So he
sounds like our Supercross.
So he did every lap. Wins every lap, right? Wins a race. I'm hammered. So my sister tells me the next day what had happened is that after the race was done, we go back to the truck. And I'm like, I got to go bathroom. So they're like, okay, do you know where it is? And I'm like, yeah, they trust me enough. So they're in the truck. And then all of a sudden I come back. I come back to the truck and I've got a full margarita or like a strawberry daiquiri. Like a full daiquiri. And they're like,
where did you? They're like, where did you get that?
And I was like, gave that to you?
And I was like, I found it in the bathroom.
Stole some like, guy's.
No, yeah, probably, probably. I was like,
guy
I found
was
it
next to you. And he's like, what's
yeah. I was like, I
up and over the
yeah.
stall.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
You don't need that. Yeah. No, I was like, I found it in the bathroom. And they're like, why do you have it? I'm like, no. The top was on it. I'm just drinking from the cup, so it's clean. No one peed in it. And then, like, as we were leaving, I had it in the cup holder, and they took a turn. It spilled everywhere. And at that point, my dad doesn't drink, so to have alcohol in the car was bad news. And my sister had to clean it up, and all because of this guy.
Not because of me.
All your fault.
All because of him. He's
I think you made that bet.
No,
you said it. You said, all right, every lap you lead, how about
I did it for motivation. I didn't think you were going to take it to heart.
Yeah. You know what's great about this whole interview, though, Britt? Like,
what, so that I just came out with ideas for tomorrow?
Tito's telling all these stories, and Keegan hasn't rebutted one of them yet. Like, so you're like, these boys are on the same page. Like, this is all true stuff. It's not like, this isn't fishtails.
Yeah, this is what it's like being with them.
Yeah, we got a lot of good bets.
Yeah, well.
I will say, like, I've kind of partied with Keegan one time after the cup win. And I think it was RJ's cup win. I can't remember. Anyways, we end up in group therapy, right? I will tell you I'm glad he's my friend. Because if I ever get in a fight, I watch that sumbitch with a dragon punch machine. Like, dude, I want that guy on my side. If I ever get in a fight, yeah, Keegan's got my back.
I haven't done that in a while.
So, I'm going to – you probably already know this. I probably already told you. But you can get this dude to just spend money on the punch machine.
Oh, dude, he was putting $20 in at a time. It was
so, and I noticed that. So then I was like, it was a joke around like all the guys where I was like, hey man, watch this. I would go up and I'd put like $1 or $2 or $3 in. I was like, Keegan, like come on, let's go. And then so I would sissy punch this thing, right? And he's got like a technique down on it.
Oh,
and then he would get
the machine every time.
And then I'd be like, that's all you can do. And you're like, oh no. So then he would go put another 20 in, and I'm like, okay, here we go. And then he would keep feeding it in, and I'm like, and we were like, okay, how much do you think we can get Keegan to put in this fucking machine?
This
this flipping machine.
Yeah, we're good with it.
Yeah. How much can we?
Anytime we're publicly drinking beer on air, is okay.
I was like, how much do we can get him to put in this machine? I think the most I ever see him put it in it was $80.
I probably put more than
that.
I will say that night in the group therapy, I don't know, there had to have been a couple hundred dollars.
Was that the same night Travis was hitting it?
I think so, yeah.
Because I won more money. That was when RJ won it, because I think I won RJ more money on the punching bank than
okay.
I did at the racetrack.
It was, there's been, and I feel bad for Britt, because I keep telling her, like, oh, Sunday night at Cranon, it's off the chain, and she hasn't seen it yet.
Oh,
and I'm like, no,
man.
Sleeveless Sundays?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure wear a T-shirt.
No, I've learned that the hard way because RJ decided to bring that back to Vegas for Mint one day, and so I walked into Hogs and Heifers, and I had a hoodie on, and then it turned into a sleeveless hoodie.
Hey, it looked like Bill Belichick.
So I was like, screw this. So I took it off, left it at Hogs and Heifers, and about 3 in the morning, all of a sudden I got this picture of some homeless dude wearing my vest
and
hoodie. Oh, yeah. So I know all about sleeveless Sundays, but I've only heard about the Cranon shenanigans. He keeps telling me, oh, this is prep, this is pregame. Let's go. We're ready. We buy the afternoon flight just so we don't have to leave drunk.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that.
It's well,
like
I don't know.
Vegas
because
at 5
dude,
in the morning.
Last time, you guys were all asleep by like midnight. It was sad.
That's him.
I'm disappointed in each and every one of you.
I will say June Cranon, she ended up bartending.
Yeah.
Group therapy.
Oh,
she was the bartender.
Not as wild as.
No, it was. We had a good time at the bar, but there. I mean, Hopi had to drag somebody out drunk, and like
that
guy
was
like literally, guy tripped, fell on his face, and Hopi's like, "You got to go." And the guy wanted to fight Hopi, and Hopi's like, "Dude, you don't want to do this," and literally just drug him out. Like,
No, I'll admit, and I'll say too. I think I already told you that whenever he's won the World Cup twice now.
We got two Coors Lights in there.
Woo! Sorry, what?
No, he's won the World Cup twice. And each time hasn't made it past midnight. But every other time, before that, after that, whenever he doesn't win, he'll be out till like 2 a.m., and he's a great time.
You gotta drink your sorrows away, man.
So I'm mixed. I want you to win, but at the same time, like, I keep hearing all these legendary stories, and I haven't seen one of them yet. Like, his cousin comes back with a chipped tooth.
Yeah. No, we literally donated a tooth to the Cranon Cup that year. Yeah. Like, one of the parties in here, I can't remember if it was you winning – RJ, my cousin, anyways, literally goes to drink out of the cup. The cup bashed him in the thing. He turns around and his tooth is cut in half. And I goes, where's the rest of your tooth? He goes, I think it's in there with the rest of the liquid.
Oh,
so everybody's drinking out of it, and we're like, half a tooth is in the cup. No joke. My cousin chipped a tooth, and it went in the cup, and everybody's still drinking it. I'm just like,
had to wait till it was empty to go find it.
So there was,
or you see somebody like,
no, that is no joke, dude. My cousin donated a tooth to the cup, chipped it on it, and he's like, I guess there's no better way to chip a tooth than saying I did it at Cranon on the cup.
Oh, dude, did you see one year that they lit a car on fire, like in the back
Deegan
over there?
Yeah, Deegan and those guys lit a car.
Again, like I said, I hear these stories, but every time I show up, there's no Jurassic Park, there's no Naked Slip and Slide, there's no this. I'm going to...
Well, the problem is Naked Slip and Slide always happens, just not the people you want to see your naked.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I want to see the train wreck. 100%. All I'm saying
it's
is...
It's probably going tonight.
Like,
nice out.
Every
nice
time.
So are we venturing back into Jurassic Park? I mean,
warm out tonight. It's, so.
Ken.
So
I want to go to Jurassic Park.
They
with
come
Keegan
out
and Tito.
When it's warm out.
Have you seen anything wild like on the slip and slide at all?
I have. There was one year where it was firing.
Lies.
I mean, it was.
I think it's all lies.
They had the hot tub on the top.
Yeah.
Bull.
In the hot tub, and they jump out. Yeah. And the bubble machine. Was
there. Exactly. Yeah.
I saw some dude.
She hasn't seen it. Like I feel like poor girl. Like I haven't given her the full Cranon experience.
Our most exciting night was Spring Cranon, the walk back.
Oh, yeah.
From what used to be group therapy back to the VRBO.
So we walk out, and her and I, we had the car parked at Ducks. We walk out, and there's literally like seven officers parked across the street from group therapy, all standing on their bumpers. And her and I look at each other.
And then I saw two, three, four, five that were sitting in the dark with their lights off. And I'm like, and how far is it? What's the address? I look, I go, it's a half mile. I'm like, yeah, screw it. That's let's go.
We had a drunken half mile walk. And it was funnier than hell. It literally was. So
I might still have a few septic system flags.
There was flags and she's pulling up. Oh, a green flag. Oh, I'm a red flag. I'm a green flag.
I'm like, you're
and she
a
has
sewer
a thing
system.
For like, I don't know what we went by, but she has a thing for succulents and flowers and things. Yeah. So we walk by and she's like, oh, flowers. She's picking flowers out of like...
That's right, the cannas.
The cannas. Oh,
I'm like, canna seeds. Here we go. I'm like ripping them off. I'm like, don't worry, plant these later. I'm handing them stalks.
Nobody knows what a canna seed is.
Doesn't matter. You get the point.
You wake up, you got a big old bouquet in the morning.
It, disclaimer, it wasn't a cannabis seed. It was a canna seed.
Oh, canna seed.
Canna seed.
Regardless of what it was, I was handing you random plants and was like, here, just plant this when you get home. It's fine.
No, I hope it changes for you, man. Like,
yeah,
because
so far
I really
that's
do.
My most exciting night in Cranon.
Yeah, no, the slip and slide. I saw a guy go head first. He's butt naked, goes head first, and I don't know what he did, but he landed hard, like on his chest, and like when he landed, he went this way, and then as he went by, I'm like, what is that? The dude pooped. On the slip and slide. And I hit my friends. I was like, yo, hey, man. I'm like, you see that? Is that what I think that is? And we're like, oh, my God. We're like, hey, we're trying to let people up there. Hey, this guy pooped, dude. And then somebody went through it and just smeared it. And we're like, dude, it was so bad. I'm like, I'm not going down now.
We're going to need some more soap.
Exactly. Dude. Somebody come hose this down.
Yeah, because that'll do it at that point.
Yeah.
God, can we just pour some bleach down it before the next people go?
So maybe do a track walk before you go down.
Track walk.
What was the movie we just watched with the little – they're like
– Oh, with Kevin Hart.
You let a rabbit poop on his bed? He goes, no, that was me. That was me.
Yeah. So Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, they just did the next – so the whole thing with Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber, she – crapped on the bed, right?
Yeah.
So there's this new one with Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg. So Kevin Hart, he thought this guy was like banging his wife or something. So he goes and poops on the guy's bed.
Yeah.
But it was like this little rabbit turd. He's like, I went earlier in the day. I just couldn't muster up anything bigger.
He's like, but I did that on command.
Dude drops a hemorrhoid, not even a turd.
Not like that.
Oh, that'd be super embarrassing.
Okay, but I don't want to ask any more details yet at the same time. Did the guy at least know?
No, he knew.
Because you can tell, even when somebody acts like they didn't know, they still knew.
The worst part is he kept going down. Like, he kept doing it.
He went back.
So he was already going down, like steady going, like six times. And then, like, the seventh time, like, he pooped. And then we were like, oh, dude, there's poop. And someone else went through it. And then he walked back around and did it again. And, like, he knew where he pooped because he went on the other side.
I'm going to avoid it.
Yeah. He kept going around it. And I'm like, this guy knows. Like, there's no way you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Poor Keegan, you're stuck racing on weekends like this.
Yeah, I don't get to experience a lot of that. Oh, we got a delay here. Live.
Gosh.
Live at the track.
Yeah. These race cars would just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they act like they're going to win.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Stop wasting your time.
Yeah, right? Just give it up.
I do feel like if I was everybody else in Pro 2 this weekend, I'd be pretty damn nervous. Because this guy, like, has – no offense, but you got nothing to lose this weekend. Like, it's full on, like – you're going out for the jugular this
weekend.
Yeah,
look
weekend,
at his – like, you can see it. He just looks away. He's like, yep.
No, but seriously, I mean, it's like a guy in – like, I don't know. Like, it's – everybody's got to be goddamn scared of Keegan Kincaid at this point because you're not in it for the points at this point. It's all about the wins, right? Like
– yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? I think – well, the way this year's went. Yeah, I'm talking. You want to say something?
Keegan Kincaid.
What's your name, though? You got to give your name out.
What's your name?
Leslie Kincaid.
I think you got a little milk on there.
Here. Come here, bud.
Got a little milk on there, son.
Yeah, so, no, it is. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, we've had some gremlins all year. So, just here and there, just something that's happened. Like, qualifying fire. But we're ready to go. Let it all hang out this weekend. Hey, go sit down over there.
Right, we're going
to
sit you down. We promised you an interview. You're going to let your dad interview here.
Put your headphones on. Set your milk down.
Yeah. Probably hide the natty light here.
Set your drinks down. Put your headset on.
My head's so small, it probably fits in.
And we're going to get Keegan's son mic'd up here. And we'll be back after this short break right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Social media? Yeah, we've got that. Jim Beaver 15 on all major platforms and Jim Beaver Show, JB15 Group, and B Cardone 15 on the gram. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone, and we are out here at Crandon.
Can you hear me, Nash?
Yeah.
All right, Nash. All right. We're going to let your dad give Nash Kincaid here an interview.
Who is your favorite race car driver?
Dad.
Yeah. Who? Let's see. What other questions do we have? What class do you want to race? What's your favorite class? Do you like those little carts, or which ones do you like the most?
Little carts.
Who's your favorite brother?
Wesley.
Poor Caden. All right, Tito, what do we got for him?
Who is your favorite uncle?
He's like, I don't know, man. Who's your favorite uncle?
My dad.
No, so Corey.
Your uncle dad?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just his favorite all around. I got him brainwashed.
Do you like chicken nuggets or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Ooh, that's good. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Why is it blue?
Yeah, he was mad because we did the class 11. He was mad that I was in an orange one and not a blue one. He's like, you need to go with the blue one. He kept telling me. Didn't you? What do you want to be when you get older?
Elephant.
A what?
Elephant.
An elephant?
An elephant? Elephant trainer or just an elephant?
Just an elephant.
Just an elephant? All right.
Yeah, well, what do you want to be like? Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's but he favorite. Don't even have any special powers.
That's what makes him the
He's
best.
Rich. Yeah. He's rich, Keegan. He's rich.
Yeah, I am.
You're rich? You're rich, yeah.
All right. Does Dad know you're rich?
No.
He's hiding out from you.
What do you like to do? What's your favorite sport? What do you like to play?
Baseball.
Yeah, you like baseball, don't you? Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite video game?
Fortnite.
You just listen to Caden too much.
I don't know those Fortnite players. It was like, what, $3 million, world champion one?
Yeah.
I think we're in the wrong sport.
Yeah, we are in the wrong sport for sure. And cost
I'm
them.
I'm racing a little race car.
You are? You're going to race a little race car?
Yeah.
What number are you going to be?
One.
Number one?
I like it.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here's a really tough one. If Grandpa and your dad were racing, who would win?
Grandpa.
What?
Oh!
I would win, right?
Okay, Tito's like, I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
Depends what class.
Yeah. Oh, is it funny? Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're done talking.
You're sleeping with Grandpa tonight.
You're going with Grandpa this weekend.
Yep, you could stay with Grandpa tonight now. He's like, I don't care.
No, you.
Me?
He goes, no, you.
That's awesome.
So, tell everybody how old you are. No, you got to say.
Free.
Yeah. Free?
I'm free. How did you lose your teeth?
Dentist took them out.
Why did he take them out?
Because I bumped my head on the toilet.
Yeah, and lost two front teeth.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
That one had to hurt. Yeah.
He's
had a lot of accidents already.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
Happens to the best of us, buddy.
Yeah.
Not with him.
And Caden, we have to play baseball in practice.
Yeah, he does. Caden does. Yeah, what does Wesley like to do?
Play football.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for talking with us.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good All job, right, bud. Nice job.
All right. Good job. Your first interview.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
You give her your headset back? See you later. No, Wesley, you wouldn't get him to do that. He wouldn't even come up here.
He was good. He just rolled right in.
Natural.
Oh, that's my milk now.
I will say we learned a little interesting tidbit. Match race between Keegan and Jeff. I mean, your kid's got grandpa. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I think it depends on class.
Oddly, the old man.
I feel like if your dad was going to lose, he'd just take you out. Like, literally, I think he would just be like, no, there's no way I will take Keegan out.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Ooh,
we did race head-to-head. I got the up on him.
Did you?
He let you win, though.
In Pro 2, no, I had the up on him.
I was going to say, I don't remember, the end of his career, the beginning of yours, did you guys ever race?
Yeah, we did. He raced, we both raced Pro 2 once.
Yep.
And he raced Pro 4 and I raced Pro 2.
Yep.
And he never beat me.
I don't know, man.
It's weird when it won't.
That would be an interesting question. Out of because
like all the parents.
Well, they've raced Pro Light, Pro 2 and Pro 4. And who do you think would win? In Pro Light, Keegan or Jeff?
I'd give my dad probably. Pro Light.
Which track?
Ooh, that's a good question. What track do you think? Like Crandon or Bark River?
I think, Pro Light, I also think if we're going Pro Light, we've got to add in, is it old school Pro Light with four cylinders and manual? Yeah. Or is it the newer Pro Lights with the, with the V8 and the, and the automatic? Like,
Let's go automatic. Let's go with the later Pro Light.
I would say later Pro Light, Keegan, old school Pro Light. Yeah. I'd say Jeff.
What about Pro 2 then? Like back when they were 900 horsepower, not the ones now.
That'd be interesting.
I liked those ones.
I would actually love to see Prime Jeff, Prime Keegan in match Pro 2s doing war. Like that
I
would actually
be curious, like especially on a track that neither had actually been on.
Yeah, or if they did like the head to head, like the Duel of Champions at Andigo.
Yeah,
like that'd be cool. Like four laps or something. I don't know.
That'd be fun. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
We need to get a couple SSTs out here so they're like literally identical and let you and your dad just.
That'd be fun to do that like with all the dads.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dad sunrise.
Ooh, I'm liking this.
Because we've only been spoiled by the Greaves, and it'd be nice to like have something like him and Jeff or, you know, somebody.
Oh, we finally got RJ.
We got RJ. Well, even that, I mean, she's what Randy did the UTV race and beat everybody. Like, get Randy and RJ. Like, Randy'd have no problem taking RJ out.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd definitely play dirty with RJ.
You got a shotgun of beer first.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We got our.
Come on, Princess.
Come on, RJ. All right, so this is actually a perfect time to segue into RJ. Tito's bowing out here for a minute. Yeah.
And when we come back from this short break, RJ Anderson will be in the house with Keegan Kincaid, Brittany, and I right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Are you looking for a place to push yourself behind the wheel and see how your driving skills stack up? Dirtfish Rally School is that place. Located on 315 acres of pristine automotive playground at the foot of the Cascade Mountains in Snoqualmie, Washington, right outside of Seattle, Dirtfish Rally School is a one-of-a-kind place where everyone from first-time drivers to seasoned professionals like Bucky Lassick and Antoine Lestage can push themselves to their limit. Whether driving the high-performance, rally-prepped, all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza STI is what you're looking for, or you'd rather hang it all out in the rear-wheel drive Subaru BR. Dirtfish Rally School has something for everyone. Classes are available from 2 hours to 3 full days and feature instructors with over 150 years of combined racing experience. Whether you're looking to become the best and get an edge on the competition, or just looking to freshen your skills behind the wheel, Dirtfish Rally School is the place to go. For more information on registering for classes, visit Dirtfish on the web at dirtfish.com, or to check out the latest happenings from Dirtfish, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dirtfish Rally.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Thanks for listening to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Available online on SiriusXM, on AM/FM networks across the U.S., and internationally on the American Forces Network. Head to JimBeaver15.com for all the details. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
So we're having a conversation here, RJ.
Okay.
These are a little warm, but you're still going to crack one anyways.
A little. I'm like... Yeah.
All right, we've got two cold Coors Lights over there, though.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. We're having a conversation here on Dad. So we're having this conversation on Keegan versus Jeff Kincaid, and we're talking about – and he said, it'd be fun if we had, like, some race where it was, like, identical vehicles, dads came out. And I'm like, I don't know. I saw Randy Anderson win the UTV race. I'm like, Randy and RJ, like, I could see your dad putting you in the wall with no questions asked.
Oh, his strength and disadvantage is he can't see anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see you.
So, like, when he says he, like, couldn't even see, he's actually telling the truth, and so he just goes for it either way. But,
yeah, I think we got one up on our dads now.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's, I don't think he can jump anymore either.
Yeah, no. In a UTV, my dad can't see. He just goes for it. In a truck, I don't think he'd want to go that pace.
Well, we've had this conversation, right, about what is that tipping point of when you get to become that old senile person?
I don't know.
When you
get
annoyed.
Johnny's still going, so.
Well, I'm not even talking about raising all that. We're just saying daily on
Bus
the street.
Johnny
Lee
is under.
That's not what I was trying to get at, for the
grandpa.
Record.
Yeah. He does call himself grandpa. Grandpa. Every time he gets on the podium, he calls us out as gramps. So. Yeah.
But we're just saying, like, we all have those old people we either know.
I mean, I'm just going to pay my kids back.
And that my point.
I mean, all those diapers, when I'm old, I'm going to do it on purpose.
Yeah so when? That's all I'm saying, when is that transition? Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, 73.
Ooh, that's 73?
Yeah. I think it starts later than you think.
I'm just not ready
for that. I know my dad quit racing desert. Actually, one of his last races we did together, and I literally started cramping, and he did half the race. We ended up getting second place in Class 8. But after that,
what happened?
Cramping.
It was his old Class 8, and when I first started out, and my dad's like quite a bit shorter than me, so my knees were up on my chest, and my leg literally started cramping like 300 miles into a 400 mile
class
race.
Class 11 today.
Yeah. You were gramping or cramping?
That's why I was like, hold on, what happened?
Well, she knows me well enough. No, I'm kind of grandpa now because my back's so bad. But
no, he's just got the senile part.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. She was making fun of me.
Wait, how old? 44?
Yeah.
Me?
He says 73. He's got 44.
I'm like, I'm 41 right now. Yeah. So I'm like, I got 3 years. Yeah. I got 3 years.
It goes downhill from then?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
Downhill after 21 when you drink like we do,
yeah,
RJ.
Yeah. I got the big 30 coming up in a couple months. So
I hate you. Can you just leave now?
It's not 73, you know?
So are we partying? Are we partying at the river or what? Like, I mean,
I don't know. Like you guys
see,
were saying,
he's getting old.
Goes,
the senile part's starting to go.
Exactly.
It's like,
it hurts way more. You know, like,
again, no,
say,
no,
like,
we do know. So we don't want to hear about it.
No, yeah.
You're the baby here.
The problem is, I have a 22-year-old brother. So then I have to run his pace. You know, like
I have a 7-year-old brother.
Yeah, it's gonna maybe get bad for you. But like, as far as the drinking goes, like they're just full on the throttle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like then you got to keep up. But I'm almost 30 years old. I'm trying to run the pace of 22-year-olds, and it just doesn't work out.
And we're trying to play the pace of you, so, you know.
Yeah.
I just got 4 kids. So.
Yeah. When Keegan gets to get out, he just sends it.
It's not that I didn't want the hangover. It was just didn't want the hangover with kids. Man, kids are so inconsiderate. Like, you get to bed at, like, 4 in the morning, and 7 o'clock comes around. And
I'm not even going to give him a break. we were here in this exact place last year, and he won the cup, and we're calling him, "Where are you at?" I went home. I got kids, and so we went out and celebrated his win.
Someone had to celebrate for me.
I will say, like I was telling one of the best Crannons, is that one of your cup race wins and group therapy is just firing off that night. Keegan put a couple $100 into the Dragon Punch machine.
That was probably the last time I went out
but
real hard.
The funny part about that was like we all had a great time. We closed group therapy down. The next morning out of Green Bay, I had a flight out. Well, come to find out, RJ had the same flight out. Like. It literally looked like a zombie apocalypse in the airport. Like, we were all just zombies walking, completely still drunk. I don't know how.
Like, didn't even talk to each other.
No,
like,
we just kind of.
You're cool. Yeah, you're cool. We're going to go our own ways.
Yeah. It was like.
I told him that was the time that I think I won more money on that punching bag than I did at the track.
Yeah. I remember it was like 6:30 in the morning. RJ's got his hoodie down, his sunglasses on, and his just heads down. And like,
I was hiding from the world, for sure. Hiding from the world.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah. That lasts 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. So here's a question. Obviously, we kind of got into this. RG jumped in. You guys are pretty good friends. Like, you guys have a ton of fun together. How the hell did you guys become friends? I mean, obviously, I know your dad's been around forever. Your dad's been around forever. Like, how the hell did you guys meet and become friends, though? Because you guys have all kinds of stories. I mean, Tito's told me I got to bring up dog treats to RJ. I don't even know what that's about, but.
Keegan wasn't even behind that one. That was CJ. That was CJ that got, not me, but he got my brother and Cole, one of our buddies. But, yeah, just met Keegan through racing, basically.
Pro-Light days.
Pro-Light
came
days,
this
yeah.
way.
Yep, we started racing right about the same time. I think my first year was 11.
Yeah, I think mine was 12.
So that's we just started racing the pro light years, and that's what's so rad about off road. Just a bunch of good people. So I think you know, that's,
for the most part, everybody's friends. You know, off the track too. Even on the track, you know what I mean. Yeah, it's still you're racing hard, but
you know which guys you'll give respect to, and when the ones you won't. You know,
I think there's a line. Like you guys will race each other hard, but there's there's like a point where you know, hey, I could spin this guy, or I could do something, get the position, and you won't because there's just a respect level there. But it's kind of nice to race against guys like that where you can race to that, you know, that hard, but know at the end of the day you're going to have your back, and if you guys both go in hard, you're not going to get taken out, you know?
Yeah. No, that's what's rad about this kind of racing is I think everyone's mostly on that same level. You know, at some times people make mistakes, and there's, like I said, a few guys that you know, like, if they're next to you, you're either going to do what you can to not make them next to you or you run them like they run you, you know? So, like, what goes around kind of comes around out here. So, for the most part, everyone's got respect for one another and the equipment and the time and money they put into this.
Well, you know when there's a mistake and there's a vendetta?
Yeah.
It's very clear sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you know when there's going to be a mistake or there's going to be a quote-unquote vendetta that's a mistake. So, yeah. Because at the same point in time, like, you're on the opposite end of it, right? You're going to be on the outside. Or they're going to be on the outside of you, like one of the other races. So,
yeah, I think there's a lot of mutual, like you guys saying, mutual respect. Like, there's guys that you know you can race with and race hard with and clean with. And there's other guys that race hard, but they're not racing. I think they're just over their head.
Exactly.
It's not that they mean 100%. Well, or they don't mean to hurt you or take you out. It's just
they're on the edge of control.
You're in control driving it there, and they're not.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a little bit difference. And
I guess that's what is interesting about off-road, too, whether it be desert racing, short course. I mean, we won't name names, but we know, like, there's a lot of people, a lot of money, and you can go. If you've got enough, you can be in Pro 4. You can be in a trophy truck. You can be in whatever you want if you've got enough money
off-road. Money doesn't buy talent.
But it's one of those, too. Like, yeah, you can go really, really fast, but when, you know, you're pushed up against a wall, like, you don't have, you know, the skills to recover from it, you know, and it's – that's when you don't want to be next to that guy because he's coming in and he's literally driving in over his head where you're very cool, calm, collected at that same speed. And it's like, it makes it a little nerve-wracking because sometimes stuff happens and it's just completely out of your control.
Yeah, there's a time you become defensive.
For
you're
sure.
Like, I got to watch what this guy's going to do.
Yeah, I know there's got to be names that your spotter goes, this guy's on your inside, you're outside, and you guys are both going, oh, no, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, it's funny because at the halfway, I ask, who's behind me? Because I want to know what – because I know different people. I'm like, okay, I can trust him.
Yep. Yeah, are you racing forward for the first next three turns or are you racing behind you for the next
three? No, I mean, that's actually a very fair thing, though, because, like, we do that same thing with desert, depending on who's behind us, how we pace. But for the most part, like, we're pacing ourselves. We're dealing with the course. We don't know what's coming up on the course. Like, you guys have to deal more one-on-one with the drivers being on short course than we really do. We have to, like, pit, strategy, everything like that. But it's the same thing. You're 30 seconds away from the person in front of you or behind you. We're driving a lot more or less aggressively. I can only imagine what it's like in that circumstance.
Well, it's like at Vegas Torino this year, like Britt and I were in the car, and then my brother and Brian took over. But for 400 miles, I mean, Matty Wedking, us, and Jamie Campbell were all within a minute of each other for 400 miles, within a minute of each other. And, you know, somebody pulling the pit, the other one get around, and then you get – and literally we – and it was a battle. And nobody was checking up. Nobody's hitting the stupid tracker box, like, move over.
No, but you see dust. It was the same thing. Like, you see dust, you come up on somebody, and you know if you're going to check them or if you're going to be nice and hit the horn and get around them based on who it was.
Yeah, but literally after the race, like, you know, we're all giving each other hugs and high fives. Like, oh, dude, that was awesome. It was a 400-mile battle, the three of us, you know. And it was like when you can do stuff like that, it's kind of awesome because everybody's racing, you know, super hard. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's like, all right, let's have a beer afterwards. And
Sure.
It's got. I can only imagine. Like, I've seen some of the three wide, four wide out here on the track, and you watch everybody, and you're like, oh, like you're waiting. And the fact you guys actually like smoothly get around one of these corners and funnel out, like it's impressive.
Yeah, and the talent field just keeps like getting better. Yeah. The cars keep getting better. So like, when you have an opportunity, like you have to take it. Like, it's not like where if your truck's better, you're gonna just drive by these guys anymore. You know, there's such a depth of the field now. It's like, you got to race hard, but, like, when you have that opportunity, you have to take it as well.
Yeah, those 15-minute races are and then with the invert, if you're starting 10th or whatever, so you're passing essentially 10 guys to get to the lead in 15 minutes, which
– and it's 10 good guys.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to let you by. Yeah. And so that's what's become really tough, you know, especially is everybody's really equaled out and been some good racing.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially here at Crandon, turn one – that's it. One, it's a commitment to go in as hard as you guys do. But two, there's a lot of trust in the people around you because you're going in there, but everybody else is going in just as hard as you are. Like, Between the commitment and the trust, I mean, turn one's intense, man.
It's gnarly to watch that many cars go in and still almost as many cars go out. Like, it's impressive.
It's organized chaos. I can't believe there's not more crashes there. And it not due to, I mean, people trying to – you could gain or lose a lot of spots just right there, but, like, you go blind. Like,
yeah, and the thing is you don't know what's – you're listening to your spotter say, okay, they watered this spot, they watered that spot. So you don't get – at normal tracks where you get your pre-lap to see the track and you say, all right, I know where this spot is. This is slippery. Well, you're going into Crandon blind.
Yep. It could be perfect traction. Yeah. You keep her to the wood, or you come in on the wood, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm losing it in front of the whole field. You know, and then they're all checking up, and you can't see, so now you're getting into those guys. I can't believe there's not more chaos.
Yeah, I came in, and it just slid all the way from the inside to the outside. I didn't think it was going to stop. Finally hit a dry spot, and you come through. But, that's just what makes it interesting, and I think for the fans and
Keegan's got his starts down, so he doesn't have to deal with the chaos too often. Yeah.
Well, I feel like both of you have had a lot of success here at Crandon. I mean, obviously, you were back-to-back with cup wins, right? I mean, you've got some cup wins to your name. Like, I mean, you guys, I feel like you guys talking about, you know, Crandon, both of you got a little bit of street cred around here.
Yeah, definitely not as much. This is the hometown hero. Yeah. Everyone knows as Keegan, and there's no one that runs better here than Keegan. So, we come and we try to just learn as the weekend goes on, and I think that's a lot of success that we've been able to adapt to the track. You know, is you got to start your weekend strong. If you start this weekend on a bad foot, it compounds all weekend long, and it's hard to come from a bad Saturday and then make a good Sunday and then an even better cup race. So you got to just kind of play the system, you know, and it's something that Keegan's been really good at, and we've been learning. You know, you got to start. Luckily for me, I'm not in points, so my Saturday I can kind of wash away and try things, on the truck exactly just be super mellow and then
I think they're going off of lap times or something for Sunday.
Yeah, so
like
I don't know how that's how Champ's been doing it. So we'll see how they do it for the cup races here, because I think the last few years they've gone off finishes, right?
Yeah, from Saturday or the Sunday finish was at a Sunday cup race.
But no, this is great.
Yeah, so it's a
crapshoot. Rest of your
life. No, this is awesome. I'm like, you guys are coming into the race not even knowing. You're like, yeah, we're just here.
You just get told what to do. Yeah, so,
up. You start here.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
All right. So, I mean, obviously, you're in Pro 4. You're in Pro 2. You've done Pro 4s, like Cup Race Sunday. Do you like playing the chase, being the Pro 4? Have to hunt everybody down. You've been in both positions, dude.
Pro
4 is more fun. Yeah. You feel like a sitting duck when you're up there to Pro 2. Like,
yeah, because you never know, and you're just driving as hard as you can, and they're trying to count down like to you. You're like, you're more nervous there when you're the Pro 4. And these guys were in – Doug and you were in Pro 2 at one time, and I remember I had fun. I was in Mike Jenkins Pro 4 at that time, and it was raining a little bit.
Yeah, just blew our
doors
off.
That was the most probably fun I've had in a cup race, and I didn't even win it, but it was a blast, like passing these guys in the Pro 4.
So the thing about like a Pro 2 is when your Pro 2 is dialed and hooked up, it's like the most fun to drive. Mm-hmm. Like it's hard to hit it dead perfect, but when it's dead perfect and everything's moving right, your gear splits, everything, it's like a rocket ship. It's hooked up out of the corners. And that's the most fun to drive here, is a hooked-up Pro 2. But when it comes to the cup race, you could have the best Pro 2 on the track, and if the split's not in your favor, those Pro 4s are coming through at 4.5 seconds a lap faster, you know? So you're a sitting duck. So it's fun, but you're just a sitting duck at that point. And you could have enough gap and leave and hope the rest of the field works in your favor. But it's fun coming through in Pro 4 because you have two races in Pro 4. You're racing with your guys in your group, but you're splitting people the whole time. And no one gives you an inch, you know. Like, it could be lap three, and the Pro 2 guys you're passing, they think that they're maybe going to still win. So they're giving it their all. It still cracks me up.
We place a bet.
That's why it's so fun to watch, though.
Whoever's leading, we got a roadblock for those Pro 4s hard.
We call it in UTV racing the desert, the donkey cars. Like, if you start, there's these donkey cars that you know are just going to hold you up. So it's like, you got to get around them as quick as you can. And, like, I won't name names, but I'm sure. When you're Pro 4, you're like, we got these donkey Pro 2s, and just got to get through them.
The problem is you come up on them so fast.
So fast.
So they're so unpredictable. Yep. Like, if you just hold your line, you'd be better off. But most of them are like, or they try to get out of the way. Well, then they get in the way.
Yep. They don't realize
that sounds like desert.
Donkey cars, exactly.
You hit the pass and they just stop dead, whoa.
Yeah. And a Pro 4 around here kind of takes up the whole track. Like, luckily you're able to move. Like, a Pro 2 is pretty stuck to the fast line, you know, going around using the cushion or whatever the fast line is. A Pro 4 you can move around, but the Pro 2 guys, most of them have never driven a Pro 4, so they don't know. Like, they think, like, I'm going to be able to hold this guy off, not realizing the closing rate.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes trying to get out of the way, but they're, like, literally getting in your way because they don't realize how fast.
I get out of the way. If I get caught before, like, last lap, I'm like, I ain't getting run over. I've been in Pro 4.
That's the 10-year-old on the go-kart track, right? That's just sitting there fishtailing every corner you're trying to hit top speed. Yeah. Or like I've told him, I'm like, I feel like every person that ever gets their driver's license needs to drive something with a trailer.
Yeah.
Just so they understand.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, like you said, he understands it. Like sometimes in a cup race, there'll be three or four to go and we're catching like Pro 2s. And they're racing us, like purposely blocking us. And you just want to crash them at that point.
Because
you're
getting out of
the way.
There's
30 to 50 grand on the line here, and you're ruining my chance at this race. Like, because we're in a Pro 4 race at the time. So people that haven't driven a Pro 4 probably don't realize, like.
Now, last lap, it's a little
different.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're trying to get going. And, but anything before that, you're like, go ahead. I'll fall in line, and hopefully you break.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's another thing, too. It's like, you know, you talked about the money, you know, with the. You know, to win Sunday, the cup race at Crannon, I mean, there's a lot of money involved. And I mean, we all know the finances. We all run, you know, off-road programs that run in the black.
Millions we make.
Yeah, all the millions we make, right? But I think we all like having a lot of fun, and that's why we chose these occupations, right? But that money you win from a cup race, I mean, that helps your program the next year. Like, people don't realize, like, that kind of check – you don't get that in off-road racing. No. Like, that, you know, to get that, that helps fund the whole program for the next year, right?
Yeah, it's the money, and even more so than the money, I think it's our last race of the year, and it's the momentum, you know? You go into the off-season with your sponsors, you know, like, you won the cup, you won the end of the year. It's, like, great momentum shifting to a long, long off-season of short course racing. So the money is huge to these programs. Like, we don't race for that anywhere else in the short course stuff.
It'd be nice to do that every weekend.
Right? Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
One of my favorite RJ stories is this is a few years back, and I don't remember. You didn't have any of your stuff. You didn't have a rig, nothing here. And RJ and I one day were partying in the VIP bar downstairs. And I wasn't here. I wasn't doing TV at the time. I don't know. But RJ and I are having drinks downstairs, and we're having a good time. Literally, like, the next day, I know RJ's hungover as hell, and I see RJ, he's carrying his helmet around. Dude gets a ride, I think, from Jimmy from Bikeman. And he goes out and he puts it on the podium.
Yeah. No, I got fourth. I got fourth.
Oh, you got fourth. But I'm like, who does that? Yeah. He goes from here to, like, partying to, like, fourth place in a freaking cup race.
It wasn't even my helmet. I was staying with Doug Matag that weekend. And he had a spare set of everything. So I borrowed all his stuff, woke up in his motorhome. He had to wake me up like, dude, your race is about to go. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Dude, I know you were hungover as hell that day.
His stuff didn't even fit me. Like, his helmet was a little bit too big.
You got to keep doing one of these, picking it up.
Yeah. That was one of those. I'm like, I wonder how RJ is going to do it. Dude, you almost put on the podium. I thought you were on the podium. You got fourth. I'm like, dude, like, high five RJ, because I couldn't have pulled it together like that.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a really good time. Yeah, someone didn't show up for their car. And I actually had to qualify because the field was like, they only took 20 or something at the time. So my very first time driving the car, they're like, you have to qualify and you have to be top 20 to
And
get
your
in.
Brother races UTVs in short course. You've never been like a UTV short course guy.
Not used for a
to
long
do,
time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been years.
Yeah,
so
yeah, not for a long
that
time.
That was one of those where you're like coming out of retirement for that.
Yep. Yeah, and I didn't qualify great. Like, I just kind of got the car figured out, and I think I got, like, 12th in qualifying. So I was like, all right, I'm in the show.
Yeah.
So we celebrated that night, you know, and then that morning woke up, and, it was fun. It was a good time. That's what Crannon's all about, you know, those stories.
That's
all you
got
to do is keep the party going, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I made it through this. I made it to the main show. I made it to
It's funny because you talk to any driver that's raced short course in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they come back to Crannon. 95% of them, even if they're just coming to drink beer and hang out, they bring their driver's suit and their helmet.
Just, okay.
You never quite know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think of Tyler Duke. Yeah. That guy always ends up
he'll
be here somewhere racing.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
Well, even our boy Street Bike Tommy a couple years ago shows up, and some sportsman guy gave him his, like, super stock. Tommy texts me, and he's like, dude, I'm in number 95. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, this super stock truck. He's like, I'm sitting on the starting line. We're about 30 seconds of green. I'm calling the live stream, and I'm like, well, I'm getting texts that Street Bike Tommy's in this truck, and literally, like, I'm getting notes in the helmet. They're confirming it. I'm like, how the hell did Tommy? And he's like, afterwards, I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, I was partying with these sportsman guys back there in Jurassic Park. And he's like, this guy just told me, drive for me tomorrow.
If you want to race it, race it.
Street Bike Tommy, he's like, I'd never,
so
he
that's
had
what's
zero.
Cool about Fall Crannon. Yeah. Like, you get, like, well, even like Tanner and those guys coming to race and Travis and last year and Street Bike Tommy hopping in.
Yep.
You get a lot of cool people that just come and experience it.
Yeah. So. It's a bucket list for everybody. You know, it's just.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is the biggest short course race we do. You know, there's nothing even that comes close to this for the stuff we do. So,
it's like I came back like
five, six years ago. I can't remember. Marty invited me back, and they paid for my flight and did a bunch of, like, media and stuff like that. And I can't remember, but I was like, from that point forward, I was like, I know what I'm doing every Labor Day for the rest of my life. Like, I don't care if I have a job or if I'm just coming to hang out, like, I'm going to be here. You know, it's like, told Britt, like, she came.
Are you collecting cans next year?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, now she's the same way. Like, we know what we're doing for Labor Day every single year.
And I'm still waiting on a reason to show up.
I feel like if one of you two win, it's got to be a yard sale Sunday night.
I hope not. I got to drive to California Monday morning.
See, they're getting old.
Oh, 30.
RJ, you just dated yourself, buddy.
I guess I'll sleep in the back at least for a couple hundred miles. We're probably going to celebrate either way. I say that now.
Yeah.
But Sunday comes.
You win, it's a different story.
That was pretty much spring, Brandon. It's like, I don't know if this is going on, so we're definitely going to have to party. I was like, thank God.
That's the thing, too, is like, we've been working on race trucks, like prepping all week to get here, spend all night getting stuff ready for Sunday. Yep. And then when you win or whatever, not even win, you're like, all right, we're going to drink for a while. You're like, oh, thank God. You know what I mean? It's like, in a way, you're like relieved that everything's over and you just relax. Yeah,
there's those of us that are counting on you to have a good time. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. You're letting the fans down.
I guarantee you, between over here somewhere, there's going to be someone going, even if we don't win.
So I ended up behind the bar at Spring Crandon. Like,
yeah, exactly. I think last fall was fun. We had fun, and I drank out of the cup a couple times.
Yeah.
We spread COVID well.
We just called it the Crandon flu.
Yeah.
We all got home, and we felt, like, not good. Do you expect? We didn't sleep. We worked, like, late hours. You know, we drank a lot.
Out of the single cup.
Exactly.
And I was like, just thinking that. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that's
like,
just a Tuesday. Come on.
Like, the Crandon flu.
We get Monday off. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be good. Labor Day week, you get off, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim. Do we have Labor Day off?
He's got to fly.
We'll be headed west, so.
Wait, what's next for you after this? Obviously, we've got Sandsport in 2 weeks.
Sandsport show, and then the California 300 will be next for us.
Okay.
Not really looking forward to it, but. Next.
Sandsports or California 300?
Sandsports is great. Yeah. UTVs and Barstow, not good.
Well, it's not like it's going to be the high line for the shock tuning the entire way. I mean, Barstow is rough, but nobody's ran on it for how many years? I'm pretty excited for that just because that's kind of like
my old stomping
ground.
But they're big holes.
Yeah.
I think the shocks are just going to melt off these UTVs.
I'm curious to see the trail because, like I said, nobody's raced on it for so long.
They've
got
more and stuff, but it's like all the guys that are running like more in that, it's not the people showing up for this race. So I feel like last time I raced Barstow, I think, was 2001. Like, and I'm dating myself. I was just starting out. My first win ever came in Barstow, and it was 2001. So I'm like, but it's just wild. Like, it's like I haven't had a reason to go back to Barstow.
Yeah, we go there just because it's close, open desert for us to, like, test, but it's
brutal. So I mean, though, is everybody goes to testing because it's brutal, but you get out of that. Like, the one thing I will give them is Cal City. I told him he'd never been out to Cal City, so for the race last year, I'm like, it's going to be miserable, it sucks, it's dry, it's flat, like, everything's just going to be a 90 left or right, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
And the course that they built for that Cal City race, that was actually a really good race and good terrain for, like, knowing what's out there. I was surprised on how kind of diverse they had it. So I'm a little more interested just because growing up out there, I'm like, there's the typical stuff that everybody goes through, and then there's everything else.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, is Mario back?
Chaz.
And
who's he? Oh. What team is he with?
I don't know.
Yours, Chaz. Well, it still is weird for me to hear him as Hopi because I've just knew him as Jared Zioma my entire life. And so
it's a small world. You know Hopi that was with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, Hopi and I went to high school together.
No way.
Yeah. Hopi was 2 years older than me in high school. Yeah. Literally, we played football together, basketball together,
world,
baseball together. And so I hadn't seen Hopi in, like, 20 years. And we're back here, and we had a house rented on Lake a couple years ago. And this dude walks up, and we're barbecuing on the thing and drinking beer. And he walks up and he goes, Jim. I looked at him. He goes, do you know who I am? I'm like, I know exactly who you are. And I'm asking you why you're here. Yeah. And he goes, dude. He gives me this big old hug. And he's like, oh, I'm helping such and such out. I'm kind of moved back here and everything else. And like, come to find out he's helping Keegan and everything else. I'm like, dude, this is a small.
Call him Jimmy. He's like, I know him as Jimmy.
Yeah. And I just call him Zioma.
Yeah.
you know, it's like hearing him as Hopi or whatever. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird, weird world.
Yeah, he's basically living up here all summer.
My dad graduated with his dad, like high school in Parker. Like, it's
crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, I don't know. Small world.
Yeah.
Speaking of, when we're organizing, it's probably going to be next spring, Super Chicken Ride. We got to get your super chicken. Britt and I got a super chicken. We got Mark Gomez and his wife with a super chicken. We got to have, like, we've got this, like, this plan that we're going to have this big super chicken ride to the sandbar in Havasu.
No, that's not the plan.
That's not. Well, you tell me the plan. But I know RJ's got a super chicken.
I know.
What's a super chicken?
Have you seen that jet ski that, like, me and Ronnie have that you sit next to each other?
Yeah.
That's a super chicken.
The steering wheel moves.
You don't move.
Oh,
yeah. If you're like, hey, you want to drive? You slide over.
Slide over.
And then you're like, all right, I'm done driving. So you drive.
So, Britt and I just bought one, and we actually have one of the engineers at Cowie going through the engine, tuning it. And we got a pipe and everything else. Like, it's going to be – it's wild.
I bought a bunch of plastic for the 3D printer so we can make it all fancy.
Yeah.
But I was like, my ultimate goal with all of this is I want enough of them sitting on the sandbar just so I can take a video and say, look at all these chickens.
The price on them has gone skyrocket.
Oh, no. Stupid.
It's crazy.
Because everybody like us, that's why.
Yeah, it just got a fad. And
it's a stupid novelty.
It
it's like the three-wheelers. Yeah. We all want one.
Two years ago, you could have bought this thing for $600.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted one.
And now they're pulling like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 grand. Yeah. The ones have been restored 10, 12.
Yeah. It's insane.
Britt and I, ours ran perfect. Like, it needs a new seat cover. It needs a wrap. But it ran perfect, and I think we paid $3,500 for it.
Yeah.
Which I thought we stole it. Yeah, but no, it feels like we paid too much, but I know we could flip it and make six right now.
Well, now I know, but I told him, I was like, I want to buy one exactly the way it is. We just got to stay upriver so when it blows up, we can just float down. And now all of a sudden it's getting like a motor tune and stuff. Like, we got to take this seriously.
You can't keep it stock.
Ours has a 750 swap in it.
Oh, you got the 750 swap.
Got a hot rod,
No, see, the whole point is, I was like, everybody else brings their big power boats to the channel, and you can't find a place to park and everything else. I'm like, I just want to roll up in the Super Chicken and just be able to just be like, whoop, right between two power boats, park, we got our ice chest, that's it.
In my defense, the first accessory bought for it was the ice chest rack for the back.
Ours is just box stock with a 750.
Yeah.
Like, it's still got the original graphics
totally
and everything. It's a big, big motor.
I didn't even know they made something like that.
Yeah. They only made it for like 3 years.
All right, come on, Keegan. We'll find one for you.
Next Labor Day, a year from now, RJ and I are bringing our super chickens, and we're just going to raise hell on Crandon Lake here.
We'll go up to Congo there. And just,
well, they have tandem races
we'll
for it.
Yeah, they do.
We'll set up some buoys.
Yeah, exactly. Switch.
Yeah, so you got to drive
like
a couple laps.
It's like the Class 11 race.
Yeah. That would actually be rad. So we'll get a bunch of, like, Britt and I, you guys just literally do one lap, and you slide the steering wheel over, and the other person drives the lap and slide it back over.
You get to lean like a chariot, right, too, so you got the weight to throw on it.
I found those guys on the motorcycles.
No, that's exactly what the whole point. We even got old school wetsuits.
Yeah, we went and got these vintage wetsuits.
We need a surf and turf race next year, like where you go doubles on the lake. And then you come here and race the Class 11 race.
Ooh.
I'm in. That would be a blast.
Dude, the Class 11s are tough, bro.
Dude, I had no idea.
They're tough.
I've never driven one.
Me neither. That's the first time I've ever driven one.
Yeah, it was wet.
It's a handful, huh?
Wet. Dude, you're swatting flies and
no power steering. You're like, whoa!
That's the fun of it, though. That's the best part.
You're just clutching it. Womp, 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 womp.
Exactly. Like, shifting gears. And you're like, all right, I don't know. Because we didn't. Oh, you got to practice a lap in yours.
I went with them, so I was watching a little bit. Yeah.
So I just came out the gate and, like, no idea what gear we're going to be in the whole time. So I was just like, all right, run this one out.
I don't know that it matters.
We don't have a tag. You don't even have a tag. Do you have a tag?
No.
I don't have a tag. He's like, just whatever sounds good. Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Exactly. No.
And then the throttle's like way different, like on ours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't fit, and it's like a ball. Like, it's like a rollerblade wheel, at least in my car.
Yeah, it's weird, and it's
and it's like they're like angled up. I don't know if the one in your car was angled
up. I can steward my knees. I'm like, I hope I don't got to shift a lot. I'm shifting under my knee.
I didn't expect it to be that fun, did you?
It was fun, yeah.
I didn't expect it to be that fun.
If the track was good, it'd be real fun.
Yeah. But once it dries out, it was wet.
They doused it. Yeah, it was like, good first time for us.
It's like,
Carlson smoked two cars.
I believe that.
Dude, he wrecked his car and one ripped the left fronts off both cars.
Oh, man.
I didn't see that.
He's got a Carlson's got a Class 11.
I was right behind you.
That's hard to do in a Class 11.
He's got a Class 11?
No,
I knew you guys were doing it. I just
he got in with him.
So I guess someone spun out and like he went to like miss him and they both went the same way and ripped the left fronts off.
Dude, it's a handful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your SWAT flies. It'd be hard to, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you guys have started up here, right? Like, this is Jim and I's background. This is why we love desert racing so much, is because of the 9s and the 11s and the superstars and the
yeah, you're, like, on a short track, class 11, yeah. Slippery. Like, my guy spun out twice when he was driving
really?
The first time, yeah.
We
He's
call,
like,
we
oh,
call
it's
it pirouetting,
slippery.
Though. You just do a little pirouette and keep going. It's
They're
fine.
Not used to the... Wet yeah. track out in the desert.
Yeah. You don't, we don't fight it. We yeah. don't try and fight against it. You just let it spin out and then just keep going.
Yeah. I don't know how my girl. Mine's a girl. I'm with a girl, yeah. and I don't know how she did because yeah. I wasn't in with her.
Oh yeah,
so.
You weren't. Yeah, yeah. I got to watch them. We can talk to each other. Could you
yeah,
guys talk
yeah,
to
yeah,
each
we
other?
Can talk. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I was giving them tips, like because they doused it the first lap. Yeah. I was like, ride the dry.
I was trying to tell her that too. She was like,
so how's the swap work in the middle of the race though?
We're not going to swap middle race. I think it's like. They'll race their race, and then we're yep. going to race our race type yep. thing.
Like on the front show, it's not like a fast yeah. deal. Like, so say Keegan's guy wins the their
I was
half.
Hoping like Chinese fire drill.
No.
And
like,
then I think we'll probably, no. I'm assuming.
They
like,
don't
we'll
even tell you what
you
car
finish.
You're
exactly.
getting in until
yeah.
the until they I swap.
Hope,
driver
yeah.
swap,
I
number 26.
I hope we're not getting out of there yeah. fast because I ain't having yeah. it. I'm crammed in there.
Well, yeah, we'd have to get rid of an extra person and then swap. Yeah. I'd have to come from the sidelines.
Yeah. Guns running down the strip. I'm coming.
Come on.
We'll get you a sidecar.
Yeah. It was funny because I told my old crew, I'm like, I'm in a blue one. And they're like, okay. Then we go out there and they're like, there's four blue ones.
As we were talking about, my son was mad because I had an orange one. He's like, oh, I want you to have a blue one.
We could swap if you want. I have a blue
there
one.
Faster than
we
what
still
I thought,
got
though.
A Chinese
too.
Fire drill.
I was like, and they ride better than what I thought, too.
100%.
Because
but
they don't have suspension. Yeah. That's
no,
why.
They actually ride. I was waiting for a bounce, to
yeah,
be honest.
Me too.
Like,
did you come out of, like, when we left out of the start, did you come out of there hot and hit the first two jumps wide
yeah.
open?
Oh, you were flying.
Did
the
you
brakes,
see me?
The brakes are horrible.
Don't work. So I got on the brakes, and I swear I sped up, and I'm like, okay. So I'm sliding, and I'm like, I got to throttle back up because I'm losing the back
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I saw
And
you.
I just jumped it on the left side, which is a little bit bigger, and I just slapped the front end. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to yeah. be a long day.
I was
day.
Right behind him. I yeah. was like, he's not slowing yeah, down. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Bad idea.
The brakes are bad.
Yeah, they don't really do anything.
No, they just sound like the old drum
I'm going
brakes,
back
right?
in the gravel pit. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. yep, she yep. ain't stopping. Yeah, just did yeah. one of these. Yeah. Just throw her in.
Yep. They don't really work. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The original crazy cars.
Those guys that drive those fast could probably drive a lot of things.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure.
If you could drive that fast, yeah.
That's a handful.
Yeah. They'd get into like this pro too, and they'd be like, "Ooh, this is there's yeah. not as much
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, yeah,
power
yeah,
steering,
yeah, yeah." They're like, "Oh, this
brakes
is, this
work,
is easy. Yeah, yep."
Oh, that's comical.
Yeah.
So any of those classes, are you look at Rob Mack, got to start in 1600s. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you know, and he still goes back and just slays it. But I feel like you learn in like the limited class, even like you guys with Pro Light, and then you get into something that's faster with more horsepower and better brakes and suspension, makes you appreciate everything more.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Pro sure. Light's like. Cadillac compared to
yeah that was gnarly and you're like in there like yeah. like this like yeah. you're like in there
and there's and then everybody's like next
yeah.
to everybody
we're tall so like I don't know about you but I was like, I had to like tilt my yeah. head it was pretty funny only thing I knew about my car I got in and I'm like so what do I need to know about it she's like you turn these three switches up yeah. and her name's YOLO
yes,
yes. Like, that's freaking awesome
yes.
call her YOLO and I'm like alright
I feel like that's the can't miss race of the weekend
yeah
well, it's funny though
it's gonna be funny
out of, what was it KOH when they had the mm-hmm. class 11 race everybody gathered around at KOH yeah. like
yep
nobody
I hope
to miss
they
it.
Don't water it like that.
Oh, that's going to be bad.
That's gonna
be
we're
going to
wreck.
What well, did they awesome. Water it like the good old boys race? They
oh,
flood the
yeah.
track. For
it
that.
Was like
it was,
that.
It was slick. Like yeah. you were swatting flies.
You could
that.
Tell my guy hasn't driven much on slick.
Yeah,
because he just right across. I'm like, uh oh, that ain't going to stick, man. And all the way around.
I didn't get to ride, yeah. so I don't know what it was.
I was
like, there,
I was like outside. Right. I don't. Yeah, care. Yeah. He's like, well, it's heavy. I said, yeah, you'll be way faster. We start going around cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, that's wild. I can't wait for this race now.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night, I think.
Tomorrow night, yeah. I think tomorrow it's like 8:30.
During Wet Possum.
Who do you have winning
it, Tito? Saturday night, Wet Possum.
Sorry, my bad.
Who's winning it? I don't know. No,
somebody from
us,
south
like,
of the border?
It's a pro-am race, so they race first, and we race next.
Yeah, we finish off.
Actually, I think Tanner's going to be fast.
I do, too.
Tanner was fast.
Tanner's faster than anything.
Because
right?
I think he's raced like...
Yeah. It's probably a Volkswagen patch on his suit.
I was going to say, it's pretty similar to his GRC car, so.
Yeah.
Actually, that would make Rallycross interesting if they did it in Volkswagen Class 11s. And I would tell Tanner that. Tanner, you want to make your sport interesting? Race Class 11s.
Yeah. But yeah,
that would
power.
Actually be fun to watch.
Rallycross in Class 11s. Yeah. We would buy a Class 11 if that was the case. Yeah.
Even stage rallying a Class 11 would be fun.
I mean, dude, the odds are good for them. So they said their cars were worth about $20,000.
Yeah.
And
it
won
like 10 grand,
10 grand
or something, yeah.
You want to talk about something that's escalated in value? We talk about Super Chickens. Literally, like 6-7 years ago, you buy Class 11 for $5,000, yeah. Like race ready.
What do they want now? Like 20?
Yeah. It's,
yeah, one of those was for sale. I saw a for sale sign on the back, $14,000.
Oh, geez.
That's still a deal.
That's a handful for $14,000
for sure. Yeah, that's a lot of work. Yeah.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'll
way
have a
more
blast.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's what I told him. I said it's like fast go-karts, but handful.
For sure, for sure. It'll be different with the track not wet.
Yeah,
but the track wet was...
It was really sketchy. Yeah. First time out on the track. Yeah.
It'd be pretty awesome if they get a nice blue groove in or something, leave for the Class 11s.
Yeah, they do not need to water, especially for us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be buying some Class 11s.
That's what I said. Sorry, guys. Yeah. You can just leave them here.
Yeah. Is that your agreement? Like, you guys have to pay for damage?
I think they got, like, a damage clause. Like,
really? It was pretty loose program. Like, I don't really know, like, the agreement, really.
They just said, hey, you're driving this one. I was like, all right, I'll show up.
Yeah.
Cranon's bankrolling the whole deal, I guess.
I think Cranon has, like, a slush fund for, like, crash cars. So
gotcha.
To help them pay for stuff, but.
Is that just for this, or is that for anything?
No, not for us.
I was going to say, how many times have you guys
called? They don't care how big we crash our truck.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Fans Cliff, can I tap into that slush fund buddy?
Fans love
it. I'm thinking, I'm like, I own the yard at that point. Like.
No, there's nothing like that.
You know what I'm most impressed about?
What time's
your
race, Tito? What time's your race?
8 p.m.
Oh, you all right still? 5 minutes?
Right. No, we'll tap out here in a few. Yeah. We'll wrap it up here in a few minutes. Yeah, Tito's. Are you? You're actually racing though, Tito.
He's mentally preparing.
Well, I said Tiffany Stone would take it.
Jump back in.
You absolutely. You and Tiffany Stone could be.
So is it just?
I'm not racing in this foot race.
One and two. Are you racing, RJ?
No, I'm not in.
Do you want us to win this or? Me and RJ to get in? We'll wait till he puts his
headphones
on. Oh, we
got Tito coming out.
Yeah, no, there's a spot reserved for Team Vision Wheel. Yeah, if you guys
want
to jump in,
yeah, but
absolutely.
Do you want me and RJ to go steal your money?
If you think you can win. I mean, it's $503.
I mean, all we got to do is drink beer and run, right?
Yeah, that's
I think
that's
we're going to be good at both those things.
Yeah.
There's a Joker lap in there, too. So
what does this entail?
So kind of the basic concept of it is you're going to start underneath the Red Bull arch. So there's a short leg and a long leg. Short leg, you chug the beer, you run, you tap your partner. They chug, they'll do a long leg where there's going to be beer waiting for you.
Like
there.
What's long leg here?
Like so,
like the length of the awning, like the length of four awnings.
Like you're going, a lap.
Like you're going down to the
– all the way to gravel pit?
Yeah. You had to go up turn one and then
3K.
Back around. So 3K. You got dudes running back down. No, it's not too far. It's maybe like – two awnings deep, maybe. Yeah. So, like, one awning deep and then two awnings deep, nothing too crazy. And then once you chug that beer, you turn around, you run back to your partner. They chug their second beer, and you got to run.
Is it like a flip cup, too?
No, just chug it.
Like a full beer?
Half cup of beer. So some people have to exist tomorrow. And then you got to go up through the Red Bull Arch. But at some point, you got to go around. There are cones on the outside. At some point, one of you has to go around the cone. It's like a Joker lap.
All right.
You want to run and drink beer,
Cassidy? You want in on this?
I mean, if there's an opening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you got
an
opening for us.
The reason we had it to, like, four teams is because we were going to buy hurdles. And we weren't sure on how many.
Hurdles?
We were going to do hurdles, bro.
You hurdle?
Yeah, we were going
to. Bro, you ain't getting over no hurdle.
Okay, we're going to
like there was hurdles, we'd have a real big advantage.
Sure. We were going to do mini hurdles, like 2 feet, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So just as, like, a joke. So somebody, like, all you got to do is just kind of, like, go over it, like, the size of a log, basically. Yeah. And so that's what we're going to do, but we couldn't get him here in time. So I was like, all right, well, this is going to be flat out, like.
These guys have stuck. This has been the last three races. Lena, right? It started at Lena, Bark River, and then here. They put $500 for each one to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Mason won the last one.
Really?
Yeah, he won more money in the foot race.
Dude showed up and He had his running shoes on. He had compression shorts and shorts on.
Oh, he plays for Keeps.
Dude, he was stretching before he went out there.
Dude, yeah.
He was
really into it. And, like, as he's warming up, he's like, oh, I ran track. I'm like, oh, my.
He took that pretty seriously.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I wouldn't pick a guy who runs track.
Is he in the game? The defending champ?
Yeah. So
I was kind of mad that I had to run like three times. I was out of breath.
Yeah. Dude, that was because it rained. It rained at Bark River, so the whole track was slop. So running up the hill, obviously there's a big the downhill is like fine.
So did you see the Bark River one? So. Bark River, you had to start at the finish line.
I saw the Lena one, I think. I didn't see the Bark River.
He had to slam half a beer, flip cup, run all the way up again, but it's bracket racing.
Gotcha. So it took a while.
It was like five. There was like, if you won, you had to go five times, I think.
Yeah.
And the last one, they made him chug a whole beer.
Yeah.
They were almost dead, Dave and them.
All right.
Dave,
I think I might be out. This is easy.
Yeah, no, so that's why we change it for this one then, is that they're going to be four heats. So whoever wins in the heat goes right to the finals. And then so you're going to do your four heats. Fifth race is going to be LCQ. Top two in there go to the finals. So, like, if you have to do the LCQ, you're basically running three times.
Gotcha.
Whereas, like, the bracket was, you know, I think the mud really made people tired.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it was thick. Yeah. It was Corey ate shit.
Oh, Corey, come around the corner. He had it on the guy, and he come around the corner, and I'm looking, and he steps in the puddle and slips. Boom, and he hits, and I just see water go everywhere. And he's laying there.
He just left.
He just left. He was so mad.
Yeah, and then the guy behind him, I think he's a chubby guy.
He was just winning, too.
Yeah. No way.
He was winning his race. Yeah.
Chubby guy just takes the berm around and then just wins the race. So.
Oh, man.
It should be fun. Jim, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in, RG?
Are you good?
Yeah, I guess I'm in. Right. If there's an open.
All right, what time? 8 o'clock. Right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. So.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap this up. I don't know where Britt went.
I think we only got three beers left.
Dinner. Oh, we got 5 minutes left on the battery. So.
Oh, yeah.
God, what are you guys doing at Impulse? You don't have, like, this super good, like, Tesla batteries?
We'll start talking for another hour.
Yeah, exactly, right?
He knew how to cut you off.
He only charged it. Like, oh, it's showing last
I haven't
hour.
Got the this bill. Should be about yeah. one up. Perfect.
I haven't got the bill yet for this either. Yeah. So.
Depends if you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take our money and then it's.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
I'm
going to start stretching.
Going to win my money back.
We're
going
to invoice it 503.
Yeah. Yeah, I win it.
Super specific, yeah.
Cash.
JB15 is paying for the race tonight.
Right. Should be.
I'll write you a check. Yeah. Checks in the mail.
I will say the most impressive thing of this whole deal is I've been staring at this nacho machine.
You want some, don't you?
No, I'm looking at this. I'm like, Britt, we need a nacho machine for the house. Like,
we got a hot dog roller, too, but it's not out.
I know. Our pit's right here, and my team always is like, dude, Keegan's got nacho.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, Britt, I need a nacho machine at the house.
It makes me look real bad, yeah, because my guys just stare over here, and they're like, they got nacho machine.
Well, they can come eat some nachos. Right.
Oh, dude, that's a team player. He's loaning your guys' nachos. Like, that's an olive branch right there, if I've ever seen one. So do you go to, like, Costco and get cheese in bulk?
Actually, right now, Eaton Treats.
No way.
He's got the hookup. Yeah.
Eaton
like,
Treats?
We need, yeah,
the
we
bag?
Need,
I guess
yeah,
this is Wisconsin. Like, cheese should be pretty freaking easy
to get.
Yeah,
you can get it anywhere. We should, speaking of the hot dog roller, I'm going to have to get that out.
Ooh.
Hot dog roller and a nacho machine.
I almost bought a popcorn machine, too.
What we've learned is if short course doesn't work out, you can own a convenience store, buddy.
Yeah, he's got a gas
station. I'm just investing in another business.
We're going to tell everyone, like, after race hot dogs, Keegan's pit. Yeah.
My pit.
Yeah. Really odd request or odd offer, bro.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dude, Prince offers you pancakes after basketball.
What?
It's from a skit, yeah. Jim was around.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. All right. Time to wrap it up because we got a battery going
to
die here. But Keegan,
we
RJ,
got a race
Tito.
We got a race.
Yeah, we got a foot race. But thank you guys.
It's going to take me at least 25 minutes to get warmed up.
I was going
to
say, I got to stretch.
Go eat
go take
dinner.
A few Advil.
Maybe a twisted tea for courage. Yeah. And I'm ready to rip.
I'm telling you, the Cranon drink that Brittany figured out last year, twisted tea with peach Crown Royal. Dude, it's like a peach iced tea on ice. Oh, my gosh, dude, that is.
Are you just a normal twisted tea guy?
Yeah, normal.
Yeah, a little peach crown roll in there makes it a peach iced tea. Dude,
All right, I'll give it a whirl, maybe.
I'm telling you, RJ, it's you don't have to race tomorrow. You're good.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
At the class 11.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
We got to be in prime
I
shape.
Feel, no, I feel like you need to drive that
There's
drunk.
More money on the line for that than any race, other race.
I agree. Yeah. Well, that's saying something when class 11 and the cup right? race are on the same level. Yeah. Oh, Lord. All right,
Well, we got a big race to go.
Yeah, we signing off here from Crandon with the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. Social media? Yeah, we've got that. Jim Beaver 15 on all major platforms and Jim Beaver Show, JB15 Group, and B Cardone 15 on the gram. All right, welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Big thanks to all of our guests, Tito, the boys at Impulse who filmed this. If you're listening and you haven't watched the video version of this, head over to our YouTube channel. Make sure and check it out. Check out our friends at Impulse and their podcast on Short Course and all kinds of fun, man. They kill it in the Midwest. Great podcast. You should subscribe to that. At the same time, you're subscribing to this one over on Apple Podcasts as well. Leave a rating, review, all that good stuff. Like you heard in the little liner there, at Jim Beaver 15, at B Cardone 15 on social media. Jim Beaver 15 has daily news on motorsports, all our audio files. Man, we've got 3-4 shows a week dropping across all of our brands. So definitely check us out, jimbeaver15.com. Big thanks once again, Keegan, RJ, even Nash, Tito. Great show. Brittany and I had an absolute blast. And, man, if you haven't been to Crandon, you need to make that one happen. It should be on everybody's bucket list. Crandon always going off, especially Labor Day weekend. Not saying don't go in June. I'm just saying if you go in June, you got to go Labor Day because you're selling yourself short. So, if you're tuning in, we will be live out at the Sand Sports Show doing a Q&A with Kawasaki Friday night. Brittany and I will be throwing down the Pro Armor booth front and center on Saturday out at Sand Sports. Fast forward 2 weeks, and you know what? We are going to be out at the Off-Road Expo in the General Tire booth throwing down some radio with General Tire. So, and then a week later, yes, we're going to be at Jet Ski World Finals with our friends with Pit Viper doing a show from the Jet Ski World Finals with Pit Viper. So, we got a lot of radio coming at you, a lot of podcasts, not to mention our daily shows and everything else. So definitely go and check it out. And thank you guys for continuing to support us. If you like what you heard, let us know. If you didn't like what you hear, let us know as well, man. We like the fan feedback. But, yeah, that's about all I got this week. Also, just want to send one more shout-out to our good friends at Rufus Racing. We are thinking about you guys. Man, Zandy was a hell of a dude. And, you know, this one's for you, Zandy. See you next time right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. That's a wrap for this edition of the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and follow Jim Beaver 15, B Cardone 15, and Jim Beaver Show on social media. We're also on the web. Hit us up at jimbeaver15.com for all the latest. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.